Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Erase Self-Negativity Day. It's also National Library Outreach Day. It's National Farm Animals Day. It's National Siblings Day. National Encourage a Young Writer Day. And last but not least, National Cinnamon Crescent Day. And I would normally say croissant or croissant, but it is spelled crescent, as in a crescent roll. It says the crescent-shaped dough is filled with sugar, cinnamon, and butter, then rolled, shaped, and baked into a golden brown deliciousness. You can add icing for an extra sweet touch. While they are amazing served piping hot from the oven, these rolls also taste delicious once they've cooled down. Don't hesitate to make extra because they will not last long. It makes sense to me that this would be a thing, but I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard at all of this thing. So we did used to eat cinnamon toast. When I was growing up, Mom would make toast and put butter and cinnamon and sugar and then put it back under the broiler to get the cinnamon and sugar bubbly and then bring it out, and then we would eat it. And it was a little bit crunchy from the crunch of the toast and a little gooey from the mixture of the... you have to let it cool down, though, because hot sugar is no joke. I don't even know exactly how she did it, but that's how I assume she did it. So Gary in Portland wrote in on the text line, which is 479-221-9393. I think 479-221-9393. Yep, that's correct. And he says, whenever the next total eclipse is, please do the total. It is the most amazing thing you will ever see. I saw the total eclipse in 2017. Gary, was it the total eclipse of your heart? I amaze myself. I wanted to see it, but like I said, we had to work. And the cabin or the house that I was going to go to, that's the family's house, was full. And I didn't want to deal with that shit. And they hadn't turned on the internet yet for the year, because they don't turn on the internet at the house until May, I think, to save money, because the house gets less usage, you know, throughout the winter and months, and it doesn't start picking back up until May. That's when the aunts and uncles start going there again. So it was not conducive to seeing, but I agree. I think it would be amazing to see in person, but I think the next one here in my area is 20 years from now. I won't even remember. I mean, I guess I will know there's an eclipse, but I'll be in 20 years. I will be 65 years old. But there you go. 65. I'll be 65 in 20 years. That doesn't even seem real or possible. But thank you for your text message, Gary. We do have a call. So I will, you know what? I didn't fix the thing. But let me see if I can restart my browser here. I'm just going to quit Chrome. And I'm going to go back in here and see if I restart it, if then audio will start coming through. Because, yeah, why not? So I'm going to go to my Trello for Geeky Gay. I'm going to pull up the voicemails and let's see if I can hear this.
Hello.
Yes. Okay. Let's start that again. Here we go.
Hello, lovey. I just wanted to call. I was listening to your little show and you were talking about your excursions in Norway. By the way, I'm out on my morning walk, so if you hear traffic, that's what it is. Yes. anyway... I don't know where your stops are, if you have an interest, but 2024 will be the 30-year anniversarium of the 1994 Lillehammer Winter Olympics. And it, I remember it well. It was one of those things that is a regret in Big Fatty's life. I wish I could have gone to that. And I think even though it'll be summertime, it might be a lovely little hamlet.
Lillehammer?
Big Fatty, will it be holding a skull? No. A lovely little hamlet in Norway. I don't know if it's a possibility, but at least it's perhaps worth consideration, and you can take a picture. You can take a picture for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, it'd be lovely. And anyway, thank you for calling, and I'm heading to my senior size exercise class. I'm a little winded as I go.
Already.
But anyway, I'll hang it up here. Okay, well, thank you for calling, Big Fatty. Thank goodness you didn't text that. I don't like texting.
Oh, yeah, I know you don't. I was listening to Big Fatty today, and it was something about, first of all, can I just say, I need to call this in to Big Fatty online, but he could just clip this out and play it on his show. So Big Fatty does a thing called Friday at Fatty's, where he cooks, or I think others may cook. It may be a potluck sometimes, but maybe Big Fatty cooks every time. I don't know. He doesn't really, I mean, it sounds like he cooks most of the time, but he hasn't really said if there, I believe others bring things occasionally. But he said that they pay. He tells them how much it's going to cost. I was like, really? You charge people for Friday at Fatty's? I don't guess that's weird, but I would be more like, hey, we take turns. Like, you know, one day young Nicholas is going to bring the food, and one day Durwood is going to bring the food, or, you know, whatever. But I guess, I mean, it's okay if that works for you guys. It just surprised me. I never thought of you charging. But anyway, regardless, I know people charge for, like, if you have, back in the day, I used to enjoy going to a group session, let's just say. Not a group session with like-minded gentlemen that like to blow off some steam. We'll just say that. And usually they would rent a room to do this, and there would be a door charge. So maybe it's something like that. I don't know. But long time ago. Anyway, so, I forgot what I was saying. You have Friday at Fatty's, you were at Lillehammer. Okay, so, yes. So where we are going is, it doesn't look like we're going anywhere close to Lillehammer, because Lillehammer is south and kind of east, whereas our stops are all on the northern, kind of western coast. We're stopping in Bergen, Olden, and Flam. And then we're also stopping in Bruges, Belgium. So I don't think those are going to be close to... I didn't see any excursions. It looked like the closest might be Bergen. But I'm not 100% sure. Let's see. I don't actually see the other stops. So I see Bergen, but I don't see Flam or the other one, Olden. So I'm not sure. But we're in a pretty big ship, so I don't think we're actually going up the fjord. Oh, Olden is kind of internal a little bit, but it's not close to Lillehammer. It looks like Lillehammer is the closest to Bergen. I don't know. I'll look it up, Fatty, and I will see if that is something that I can do, or, you know, that is close. But that is something that might be interesting for sure. Mark and I both enjoy the Olympics, so probably me more so than him, but he also enjoys it. When the Olympics are on, we watch them for sure. All right. Well, I don't remember at all what we were talking about. I know I talked about planning for the cruise. I know I talked about the eclipse. And I know I'm pretty sure I finished the weekend because Sunday was just a relaxing day. It has gotten so busy, though. I had a conversation with Daniel last night, and he texted me around 5:30 or 6 o'clock yesterday evening. And he said, "Hey, can you talk?" I'm like, "Why?" And he said, "I want to plan for, you know, I want to finish planning for you coming to, you know, coming to Florida on the weekend." And I was like, "Well, because yesterday, so Monday nights are so busy normally because we grocery shop on Mondays and I normally work in the office. Now, I didn't work in the office this Monday because eclipse and I wanted to be home and traffic and all that kind of stuff. So I stayed home, but I just bumped the desk and everything moved. So anyway, I stayed home, but I needed to work out. I'm trying to get all my workout time in before I go to Florida. Normally I would do it on the weekend, but I'm trying to get it all in basically Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, to be honest. And I'm still trying to get my steps. And it takes me an hour of walking to get 10,000 steps. So I started walking right after work. Well, I will do one or two loops in between meetings and stuff like that, but I've been kind of doing as much of it at one time as I can recently. So I went down, listened to Big Fatty while I'm walking and some other podcasts because his podcast is only 20 minutes and my walks are about an hour. But then I also needed to do elliptical because I'm doing elliptical every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I may do like half an hour Thursday morning as well. Because again, I'm not going to do anything. Or I don't know. I mean, if there's a Planet Fitness close, I might do something while I'm at Daniel and Zach's. But I know we're going to be pretty packed as well as far as our itinerary is concerned. So I was literally on the Peloton bike when he messaged me and I said, "Well, I've got to finish working out." And Daniel doesn't enjoy talking on the phone. He only really wants to Zoom, you know, if we're going to talk or text. But I said, "If you want to talk on the phone, I can talk on the phone whenever you want, but I'll be either working out or grocery shopping or cooking dinner or whatever while we're talking. Or if you want to like Zoom it up or whatever, it'll have to be late because I had to finish working out. We had to buy groceries. I needed to come home and cook dinner because I'm not doing fast food this week. And because I know it's going to be a calorific weekend. And then I needed to eat dinner with Mark. And then I needed to record Geeky Gay because I didn't have time to do it in the afternoon. And then I would have time to talk." So we didn't start talking until around 9:15 my time. And we didn't get finished until, 9:45 or 10 o'clock. And then went downstairs. Mark and I, you know, watched another hour or so of television and then went to bed. We've been watching this show called Loot with, I can't remember her name, but it's got the gay comedian Joel Kim Booster, I think is his name. And I think he's really cute and he's funny. He's funny as well. He's got a great body. He's got a cute face. He's funny. It's about this rich woman who gets divorced. It's almost like the story of what's his name's wife, the Amazon guy's wife. And she decides she wants to start giving away all of her money. And it's a comedy. It's pretty good. We've been watching that. And that was pretty much my evening. But work's been so busy. You know, anytime I'm taking PTO, work is super busy. So it is what it is. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.